It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Brian Dust in with a check of news. Right now in Effingham, 33 degrees. We do still have that freeze warning in effect until 9 a.m., but hopefully that frost will be getting out of here as the sun is very bright, and hopefully it'll start to warm things up here shortly. Full check of your forecast coming up in a little bit. First of all, notice that we got a road closure going to be scheduled for this coming week, throughout the week, the work week at least, here in Effingham. It's a road closure on Merchant Street, closed from Eden Drive to Flamingo Avenue, and that'll be from 7:30 a.m. this Monday all the way through Friday, April the 18th at 5 p.m. Now, Merchant Street will be open to local traffic from the north end, but in general there, Merchant Street will be closed from Eden Drive to Flamingo Avenue. I know that's probably part of that construction project that was going on last year, and hopefully coming to completion as soon as possible. Well, Greg had a story for you yesterday about the death of a Tennessee man killed in that early morning crash yesterday near Edgewood. Originally, a semi overturned and blocked both lanes of southbound I-57 just south of Edgewood around 1:30 a.m. A semi in the passing lane was among the vehicles stopped at the crash. And then there was further complications. The southbound lanes were finally reopened at 9:15. Well, just today, Fayette County Coroner David Harris has released the name of the out-of-state resident killed in that crash. Cody J. Becker, age 32, of Lakeland, Tennessee, was killed when his vehicle ran into the back of the tractor trailer that was stopped in the passing lane due to an accident ahead of it. Coroner Harris from Fayette County pronounced Mr. Becker deceased at 2:45 a.m. So just wanted to let you know on that update. Also an update from local state representative Adam Niemerg of Diederick, who said that a bill concerning homeschooling stalled yesterday in the Illinois House. The measure would have required more reporting by homeschooling parents. Representative Niemerg said the measure could be revisited next month. He also shared that a bill that would eliminate Native American logos and mascots in Illinois schools has passed in the House, and that'll next be considered by the Senate. So lots of legislation being discussed up in Springfield. They're even discussing a bill that would expand parole opportunities to cover more people sentenced for crimes before they turn 21. That was, though, rejected by the Illinois House. As yesterday, Capital News Illinois reported that a coalition voted against the bill on Wednesday night. So the bill's defeat marked a rare moment of a Democratic lawmaker's bill failing to gain approval from a majority of Democrats. The bill would have established guidelines outlining when people convicted of crimes they were sentenced for before they turned 21 could then receive a parole hearing. Republicans argued the bill would be a disservice to victims of violent crimes. So at this point, again, that bill was rejected by the Illinois House. However, Illinois state representatives are moving forward with the bill to make it easier for senior citizens to renew their driver's license. As again, our friends at Capital News Illinois reported that the bill would raise the age when seniors have to take a driving test to renew their license. Currently, that age is 79. This bill would make that new age 87. Now, family members would be able to notify the Secretary of State's office if they think a relative has a medical condition and shouldn't be driving. The bill did pass out of the House unanimously and now heads to the Senate for further discussion. Also, away from the legislative side of things, but still with the federal government has revoked the visas of some international students at several universities across Illinois, but college officials are keeping details scarce, including the number of students impacted. The University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign confirmed this week that some students were affected, though the university did not provide a specific count. They say the number is expected to exceed 24. Other universities also confirmed the number of affected students and recent graduates. including SIU Edwardsville with 8 and Northern Illinois University at 5, as Illinois as a state ranks 5th in the United States for international student enrollment. And one final note from the capital area, as Secretary of State Alexei Giannoulias has spearheaded an effort to recognize the legacy and impact of former Governor and Secretary of State Jim Edgar by designating the Jim Edgar Reading Room at the Illinois State Library. Giannoulias said, quote, "It's a privilege to honor the legacy of Governor Jim Edgar, an incredible statesman, advocate, and friend, for his career of service to our state and its citizens. The Jim Edgar Reading Room celebrates the former governor and Secretary of State's vital contributions to the state's library and literacy programs, which continue to have an indelible impact throughout our state." End quote. The House Joint Resolution 0025 was drafted by Giannoulias. The bipartisan resolution passed the Illinois House earlier this week and now heads to the Senate for a vote. Serving as state librarian during his term as Secretary of State, Edgar oversaw the construction of the Illinois State Library building, which was dedicated in June of 1990. The room honoring Edgar houses the Illinois Authors Collection, a fitting tribute as Edgar assisted in the selection of the 35 authors who were given the honor of having their name engraved on the edifice of the building. Edgar was raised in Charleston and served in the Illinois House of Representatives from 77 to 79. He was the 35th Illinois Secretary of State from 1981 to 91, and as the 38th Governor of Illinois from 1991 to 1999. Here a little closer to home. Well, you've got two more opportunities to see Alice in Wonderland, a nice production presented by the Teutopolis High School Drama Club. And that will be today at 7 p.m. Again, 7 p.m. today. And also tomorrow, a matinee show at 2 p.m. Now, even though it's presented by the High School Drama Club, the location is at the Teutopolis Grade School Gymnasium. So, again, that production of Alice in Wonderland, nice opportunity to head to Wonderland at 7 p.m. at the Teutopolis Grade School. Let's take a short break. We'll come back with local obituaries next.
Sherwin-Williams Distribution Center in Effingham is hosting a hiring event in Shelbyville at the Foxmoor at 222 East Main Street on Wednesday, April 16th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. All participants will be interviewed and qualified candidates will receive job offers on the spot. We have an industry-leading starting pay rate of $26.75 on second shift and $27.25 on third shift. Call 217-500-3264 to schedule your interview or stop by anytime. Sherwin-Williams is an equal opportunity employer for all protected statuses, including veteran and disability.
Are you moving into your first place, building your dream house, or remodeling an empty nest? W.S. Broom has the furniture and flooring that fits your home, lifestyle, and your budget. Explore Broom's 40,000 square foot showroom, and you'll see the latest in traditional, modern, farmhouse, and rustic designs. If you need furniture now, Broom sells right off their showroom floor. If you need it later, Brooms has free layaway. W.S. Broom Furniture, celebrating 140 years in downtown Effingham.
News time now, 7:38 on this April the 12th. Let's have a check of local obituaries into the newsroom. Word of the passing of Gerald or Jerry Owen Lankford, Sr., age 93 of Effingham, who died on Friday, April the 11th in Effingham. Services for Jerry Owen Lankford, Sr. will be held on Tuesday, April the 15th at St. John's Lutheran Church in Effingham at 11 a.m. with visitation from 9 a.m. until the time of service. Kendra Nicole, formerly Grunlow, Hochschild, born on, age 46, we'll say. There you go. Passed away on Tuesday, April the 8th in Paradise Valley, Arizona. Funeral arrangements for Kendra Nicole Hochschild will be held at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham with services pending, so that'll be at a later date. Funeral services for 96-year-old Fred Lohman of Effingham will be Monday at 10:30 at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Effingham. Visitation will be from 3 to 6 tomorrow evening at Bauer Funeral Home, again here in Effingham. Funeral services for Ezra Dean Newland, 93, of Wheeler, will be today at 11 o'clock at Meyer Funeral Home in Diedrich. Again, those services for Ezra Dean Newland of Wheeler will be today at Meyer Funeral Home in Diedrich at 11 o'clock. A remembrance of 67-year-old Dixie White of Effingham, formerly of Altamont, will also be today from 2 until 4 p.m. at Geese King Funeral Home in Altamont. Again, that remembrance for Dixie White will be today from 2 to 4 at Geese King Funeral Home in Altamont. Funeral services for Mary Ludwig, 88, of Effingham, will be today at 11:30 at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Effingham. Visitation for Mary Ludwig will be from 9 to 11 today at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Funeral services for 82-year-old Carol Schaefer Bridges of Vandalia will be today at 11 o'clock at Northside Christian Church in Vandalia, with visitation from 9 until 11 a.m. Graveside services for Carol Schaefer Bridges will be today, also at 3 p.m. at Jewett Cemetery. Funeral services for Rosie Bergbauer, 90, of Newton, will be today at 10:30 at St. Thomas the Apostle Catholic Church in Newton. Again, those services for Rosie Bergbauer of Newton will be today at 10:30 at St. Thomas Church in Newton. And finally, memorial services for 73-year-old Mary Ann Roan of Effingham, formerly of Centralia, will be today at 11 o'clock at Sutherland Garnier Funeral Home in Centralia. Visitation for Mary Ann Roan will be from 10 until 11 a.m. today. Now let's switch gears and check your forecast. Well, we do technically still have that freeze warning in effect. That's supposed to expire around 9 a.m., but hopefully most of the frost is out of here. We are going to continue with that sunshine all day, eventually hitting a high near 60, and winds overall should just be light and variable. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 44, south-southeasterly winds gusting to 17. Then the winds pick up on Sunday, gusting to 32 out of the south. Should still be mostly sunny, and we'll have a high approaching 70. Down to 57 for Sunday night's low, and back up to 65 on a mostly cloudy Monday. Next chance of rain appears to be beginning Wednesday night through Friday. Currently in Effingham, we've got 34 degrees with calm winds at the moment. Yesterday's high was 56 and the morning low was 32, but again, we are starting to climb 34 with fair skies in Effingham. That's been a check of news.